We were lucky enough to spend some time with Glen Campbell. It was 2012. He was on tour, backed by his three kids, saying goodbye to his fans.
God bless you. Thanks.
He just released a new album, Ghost on the Canvas, which reflected the disease, Alzheimer's, that took him yesterday at 81. We'll play a part of our 2012 conversation with Glenn and his steadfast wife, Kim. The complete version is at hearnow.org. You can hear the Alzheimer's, although, and this is one of the blessings of the disease, Glenn often couldn't.
Okay.
So how you doing?
Good. Fair to middling, as they say in the country.
I would think, from what I've read, you're doing better than fair to middling. I mean, your concerts have been extraordinary. How are you feeling about this reception you're getting?
They're wonderful. That's been my life, just playing and singing. I picked that out.
You have had an ear. You have had a way of picking the songs that there's something in them, mm-hmm. and people love them. Mm-hmm. But these concerts are sold out. For the first time in my life, I bought a ticket from a scalper to go tonight. I mean, are you feeling that? Does it feel different this time around?
Yeah, it does. Everybody is just wonderful. And it's, hey, Campbell. You know, they say, I say, Mr. Campbell, and I say, call me Glenn.
Yeah.
That's easier.
Well, and I love watching you on the Grammys. You had these young bands like Band of Perry doing your songs.
It's snowing, that's your door.
And I loved at the end, they left the microphones open, and you just kind of said, what should I do? Should I leave or should I just shut up?
Thank y'all. Thank y'all so much. Where do I go?
You want to leave now or just shut up?
But
that's all live, isn't it? I didn't even realize that till I got through.
Well, what I was feeling from that is how comfortable you are on the stage.
Shut up!
I am very comfortable on the stage. It's just something that I do, and I've done, my God, for, you know, what 50 years?
50 years? Yeah. Is that what's helping you, maybe? I mean, there are some people who would have a diagnosis of Alzheimer's, and they would just, I don't know what they'd want to do. I mean, maybe someday I'll find out. You know, they'd want to crawl under the covers or something. You decided to do a tour. Is that because mm-hmm. you are so comfortable on the stage?
I didn't really think about it. I haven't seen any change on me that I know of. If they said I had it, the doctors, I guess they can be wrong, you know. I don't know if they are or not, but I don't feel anything. I don't think anything. I don't worry about anything.
That seems a lot like, I was going to say the Glenn Campbell I know, which I don't know you, but I feel I know you from the television show and from all the recordings. Mm-hmm. That feels like, if I get that right, Kim, that's maybe, you know, why worry about it might be
he's
a Glenn.
He's always a really positive person, and he enjoys life, and he's always doing, you know, I think being on stage and out touring with his kids is exactly what he wants to do.
Did you worry about it?
Yeah, there were times when I worried, you know, should we be still out there doing this? Would it be better to retire? But from what I've seen, the more he's does what he's always done, the better he is. The more he's on stage singing and playing and enjoying life, the less evidence I see of the Alzheimer's. So
you just go out and do it, and you know something's wrong going on, but I don't know what it is. You know, just do what you got to do when you get there. And my dad told us that. You know, do your work and do what you have to do, and then fine, go do whatever you want to do.
You know, you mentioned your dad. I wonder if we could go back in time a little bit, because we just finished a terrific book on the Wrecking Crew, the LA-based studio musicians. You were one of them. I mean, a lot of people don't know you were this sought-after session player. And we read in the book that one of the reasons that you became a musician is that you were one of 11, I think, 11
mm-hmm.
kids.
12 kids.
Dad was a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
You were a little kid, and you were hiding from doing your chores, and you went under the porch, and there was a snake under there.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Oh, yes. You talk about hitting your head, getting out.
Well, basically. you sort of ran away from there. I mean, it was sort of like, I don't want to be a farmer, you know? And
no, gosh. I actually started out with Dick Beal and the Sandia Mountain Boys, and I must have been, 15, 16 years old, something like that. And it was on the way out of
Albuquerque?
Albuquerque.
Right.
We finally got to Albuquerque, right?
Right.
Then I couldn't spell it, right?
You know a song about that.
Yeah, we got a song about it, yeah. It'll be U-Q-U-E-R-E-Q-U-E, and that's all it says. That's the Albuquerque Spoca. Spoca, it's Albuquerque Polka.
Polka.
Well, you make your way from there to L.A. You're with these terrific session musicians. You're a superstar of session musicians. Hal Blaine's on drums.
Oh, yeah.
Leon Russell,
yeah. All of them. That was the best band I've ever played with. They could really play.
That's Glenn Campbell playing with the Wrecking Crew on the Beach Boys' Help Me, Rhonda. We also spoke in 2012 about his new album, the title song Ghost on the Canvas by Paul Westerberg. I asked Glenn what that meant to him.
Like the ghost on the canvas. Da, 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 da. I like what it says. Maybe there is a ghost out there, I don't know.
Well, it's about people that sort of being between two places, you know.
Is that what that is?
Well, you tell me. I know a place between life and death for you and me. Best take hold on the threshold of eternity.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Best take hold on the threshold of eternity.
Like a ghost on the canvas.
And see the ghost on the canvas. People don't see them.
That intrigued me with that.
Because one of those songs can mean so many different things to different people. Like a canvas is what you put your art on. So your art is your soul.
Mm-hmm. That's
long
true.
After you're gone, your soul is still there.
Well, good.
In between here and there, there's a place that we can grow.
I wonder, too, if it's a song for anyone getting older and reflecting on being closer to one place than they were when they were younger, but still in the other place. Is that making too much of it, you know?
I take it one day at a time.
Don't worry about tomorrow.
And what was the other?
Tomorrow has enough worries of its own.
Right. And I said, well, that makes sense to me.
A song you wrote for the new CD is called A Better Place.
Oh, yeah, A Better Place.
I got that from a saying. I know there's a better place than this, but we ain't found it yet, or blah, blah, blah.
Julian Raymond, your producer,
Julian Raymond
wrote all those songs
right
with you. When he was recording Meet Glenn Campbell, Julian kept a journal of things that Glenn would say to him throughout the day.
Right.
And then Julian took those sayings and put them to music.
That was,
so they do reflect a lot of what he's been going through for the past few years.
Yeah.
I've tried and I have failed, Lord. I've won and I have lost.
Wow, you are a pleasure to be around.
Oh, well, thank you. A pleasure to be around you guys.
I'm sure, Kim, that there are some days that are hard. But I don't think there are many.
Not very many, no. He's just a happy person, you know, and he's fun to be around. In fact, he challenges me because I wake up a little bit grumpy. It takes me a half an hour to get, and he wakes up just happy and singing. And
you know, Dad said to me something, don't cry over spilt milk. You know, I remember that when I was a little kid. My chore then was, because I was a little guy, milk them cows, Glenn, and I got a whipping for it, for spilling the milk, you know, as they say.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk.
Glenn Campbell in 2012. He died yesterday at 81. A full talk and our conversation with Jimmy Webb about Glenn at hereandnow.org.
And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line that keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind.